Good morning. Today's daf is Daf Yud Beis and Zvachim. We're back on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We're at the two dots. And first part of today's daf is going to be difficult. I'm telling you right now. And then afterwards, it gets a lot better. I mean, it's good. It's good in the beginning also. Don't get me wrong. It's just good and difficult. Okay. We're finishing up finally the first mission on the Masechta. Going back now to about a week and a half ago, where we started the Masechta Zvachim and we started the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah taught us the din in Lishma. And the din in Lishma is that that if you shech the carbon shalol Lishma, so you've offended the carbon, you've interfered between the carbon and the owner, and the carbon, it still is the carbon, but it's ain't all the balam, but it just simply doesn't work for the owner. The Mishnah presented two exceptions to the rule, and that's by the Chatzis and that's by the Pesach. Chatzis and Pesach are exceptional in that if you have a kavana shalol lishma, when the kohen shechts it, he says, "I'm not shechting it either for the owner. I'm not shechting it for the. I'm not shechting it for whatever for the chatzis or for the pesach." So then it totally disqualifies the carbon. Okay, and we spent really a number of days discussing chatzis pesach sources for this. Why they're accepted? No, not why. Sources in terms of what why they're singled out, but no svaras. As far as the Mishnah, then the continuation of the Mishnah. So then the Mishnah presented to us other opinions amongst the other Tanayim, opinions that we don't follow halacha l'maisa, but still other opinions amongst the Tanayim in terms of what becomes a disqualification. The next stop in the Mishnah is Yosef ben Choni. Yosef ben Choni. Okay.
Right, Yosef.
And here it says Yosef. Back in the Mishnah it says Yosef. Okay. Yosef ben Choni Amar Nishchatim L'Shem Pesach L'Shem Chatzis Psulim. So there's the second opinion that comes up in the Mishnah is the reciprocal position, which is like this. It's that, I did skip Rabbi Eliezer. I'm sorry, I did. Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, Rabbi Eliezer's not a new sheet. Rabbi Eliezer says that whatever we said by Chatzis, same thing by a Nosham. Right? And yesterday we spent the entire day discussing the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, the equation of Chatzis and Nosham. Okay, good. Now we're going further in the Mishnah, and we're up to Yosef ben Choni. And he says reciprocal, meaning that just like if I had a Chatzis and I had a Pesach and I shechted Shalol Lishma, which means that I shechted it either as, or let's start with Chatzis. Right, here's my carbon Chatzis, and I shechted L'Shem Ola, or I shechted L'Shem Shlamim. So I disqualify the Chatzis, reciprocal. If I have, let's say, a carbon Ola, and I shechted as a carbon Chatzis, disqualification. Okay? So in other words, it's a reciprocal pshat of Rabbi Yosef ben Choni. The Gemara does not provide a source for it. And the Gemara goes into a funny debate. Amar Rav Yochanan. Right? You see where we are? We're on Yud Aleph and Med Aleph. We're at the two dots. Amar Rav Yochanan. Yosef ben Choni v'Rabbi Elazar Mudavar Achad. So Rav Yochanan says we have a consensus in our Mishnah between Rabbi Elazar and Yosef ben Choni. They agree. They absolutely agree. Rabbi Elazar subscribes to this idea of Yosef ben Choni, this reciprocal idea that not only a chatzis, a shechted for another carbon, is disqualified, but same thing is true the opposite way. Another carbon, the shem shchatzis, is also disqualified. And chatzis and Pesach, meaning that this reciprocal concept applies to the two carbonos, which they themselves will be disqualified. If I have a kavana of those two for other kavanos, disqualification as well. Now, if you go back to the Mishnah and you review the Mishnah, you do not get this sense at all. You have no concept in the Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer agrees with Yosef ben Choni. In fact, the simple pshat in the Mishnah is that on this issue, Rabbi Eliezer has nothing to say. Right, that's a simple pshat in the Mishnah. However, the Gemara knows otherwise. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, Yosef ben Choni and Rabbi Eliezer totally agree on this issue of reciprocation.
And the only difference would be Asham.
And the only difference, right, and then the only difference would be Asham. Correct.
I think that the Mishnah would invert the opinions then.
Right, to show that, yep. So Yosef ben Choni and Rabbi Eliezer Amar Davar Echad. Yep, okay, good. Rabba Amar Ba'achem L'Shem Chatzis Plinki. Rabba says, no, it's a little more limited. They're not arguing about both Chatzis and Pesach. They're only arguing about the Chatzis, but not about Chatzis and Pesach. Okay. And so here we go. Okay, now here we go. This is going to get a little tricky. Because here's what the Gemara is going to do now, and the Gemara does not telegraph its punches, right? Sometimes, you know, I have no way to dictate when the Gemara is going to do this or not. Sometimes the Gemara telegraphs its punches, meaning it quotes a braisa and it asks questions, and the Gemara actually asks the question. And sometimes the Gemara just quotes a braisa and then expects us to do the work, the mental calisthenics to figure out how this exactly works. Here's going to be a ladder, a form of the ladder, where what the Gemara is going to do now, it's a strange format of Gemara. Gemara is going to quote a braisa. It's really long. It's a Tosefta. I knew it was a Tosefta because you'll see the length of it is like, it covers to the bottom of this page. It takes us to the next page as well. So it's a really long piece of Tanaitic, whatever, Tosefta. And what then the Gemara expects us to figure out at the end is, oh, you see, this supports Rav Yochanan, this supports Rabbah, one of the two. Okay, and to make matters even more trickier, right, just in other words, aside from the format of the Gemara, where the Gemara doesn't even telegraph, it doesn't explain anything, to make it more difficult, it's just a difficult piece of Tosefta in of itself. Meaning if all we did this morning was just learn the Tosefta, I mean, I'd say Dayenu, I'd say that'd be great. But then we have to take the Tosefta and plug it back into our discussion of who are we supporting right now. Are we supporting Rav Yochanan's thesis that Choni and Rabbi Elazar totally agree about reciprocation for both Chatas and for Pesach? Or no, is it limited? Is it like Rabbah, where they only argue about Chatas but not about Karban Pesach? Okay. Good. So that's the layout of the Gemara, and let's give it a try. Okay, we'll see. We'll see to what degree of success we have over here. The Tanya. We looked at the following brisa. Pesach Shavar Shnasa. So the brisa starts with the following scenario. You have a Karban Pesach which is now over a year old. Now we know after a year old it's done. It no longer could be brought as a Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach has to be within its first year. And so now you take this animal, which is too old, you shecht it on Karban Pesach, the shame Karban Pesach. Okay, you blundered, you totally blundered. Meaning you took an animal which is not fit to be brought as Karban Pesach, and you shecht the shame Karban Pesach. Okay, so what are we dealing with over here now? We are dealing with a scenario of Karban Pesach, sorry, other animal, the shame Karban Pesach. Right, so we're now in the world of reciprocation. We're not in the Karban Pesach l'shem other animal. We're now in other animal l'shem Karban Pesach. So v'chen ashochet acher l'shem Pesach, or for that matter, it doesn't even have to be this fancy a case. It could just be as simply any carbon that shech l'shem Karban Pesach. Bismano, and obviously we're talking about in the appropriate time. Rabbi Eliezer posel. So Rabbi Eliezer says it's posel. Now, if we could just pause right here in this brisa, already you see that Rabbi Elazar, there's agreement between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi ben Choni already, because you see we're not talking about Karban Pesach for another animal, we're talking about other animal for Karban Pesach, and Rabbi Eliezer says no, good, disqualified. So good. So you already see that there is already some accordance, some agreement of mind between Rabbi Elazar and Yossi ben Choni, and the only machlokus amongst the Amoraim is all the way, meaning Rabbi Elazar totally agrees with the Yossi ben Choni, reciprocal of both Chatas and Pesach, or no, just by Karban Pesach, but not by Chatas. Okay? So, let's, good. So Rabbi Elazar posel, Rabbi Yehuda machshir, and Rabbi Yehuda says that it's kasher. Yeah, because remember, we don't follow this Yossi ben Choni concept of of reciprocal, right?
Is it Yeshua?
No, I understand that. Yes, it is. I'm saying we don't follow the Yossi ben Choni idea of reciprocation. So therefore, if it's another animal, l'shem Pesach, so it interfered between the animal and the owner, but the animal is still kosher. We subscribe to the opinion of Rabbi Yehoshua. And now what's going to happen in the Braisa is they're going to get into it. They're going to have a fight, a logical discourse, a discourse in Torah, in terms of which position is more mistaber. I'm Rabbi Yehoshua. So let's give this a try, okay? Because this part over here is a little tricky. I'm Rabbi Yehoshua. So Rabbi Yehoshua starts off the argument like this. Let's go to the rest of the year, meaning not Pesach, not 14th day of Nisan, but any other time of the year, where If I shecht the l'shem karban Pesach, it's no good. Acherim ksherim l'shmo. Other animals, meaning if I had a karban Pesach, it's ain't a kasha l'shmo. Other animals acherim ksherim l'shmo. Other animals, however, shechted l'shem karban Pesach would be kasher. Bizmano. Now, if I go to the 14th day of Nisan, shu kasher l'shmo. Now, if I shecht the karban Pesach on the 14th day of Nisan, lishmo, for the purpose of karban Pesach, I mean, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. Eino din sheyachshu acherim lishmo. So if I shecht another animal l'shem Pesach on the day on 14th, on the day where it's quote-unquote more acceptable, so eino din. So we seem to have a kal vachomer, a logical argument that would lead us to the conclusion that on the 14th, if I took another animal, shecht l'shem karban Pesach, it would be okay, would be acceptable. Okay? That's the first punch.
I didn't get that. Wasn't this the point he was making also machlokas hashoche acher l'shem Pesach? It's mana. He was showing us a shem l'shem kash l'shemo. Everyone agrees to that point, that if you bring a carbon Pesach on another day of the year, it's kosher?
She'enu kasha l'shmo.
How do we know that?
Well, that's Pesach Shalom Bezmano. Meaning that...
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you mean? How do we know that?
How do we know everyone agrees? He's saying everyone agrees to this.
Right.
The logic must be...
Right. Pesach Shalom Bezmano, right? I think we established that. That Pesach Shalom Bezmano... That's Chesamad Beis. Okay, let's just leave it right now. Right, the Gemara in the top of Chesamad Beis brings down the Braisa. Tana Rabbanan Pesach Bezman L'shmo Kasher Shalom L'shmo Pasul U'Bishal Yemasa Mashana L'shmo Pasul Shalom L'shmo Kasher. Okay, fine. All right. So Amar Lo. So that's the first punch, and the first punch was given by Rabbi Yoshua. Okay. So through a logical argument, through a logical deduction, so it comes out now that if I take another animal, Shech, that on Yudala Nisan. Right, it l'shem karban Pesach. It's acceptable. Would be fine. Good. Amar Rabbi Elazar chilaf advarim. So Rabbi Elazar says, okay. How about this? How about I'll give you a kavachomer, and my kavachomer will go like this. Uma in b'shayim mar sashana sheinu kasher l'shmo. During the rest of the year, where it's eino kasher l'shmo, where if I take and I shecht it shelo l'shmo. And I shecht it l'shmo. I take the animal and shecht it karban Pesach during the other rest of the year kasher. Hu l'shem, kasher l'shem acherim bizmano shu kasher l'shmo eino din shiyuchsher l'shem acherim. Let me do that again. Okay, I'm sorry. Ochilaf advarim uma im b'shar yemos hashana she'eino kasher l'shmo kasher hu l'shem acherim. Okay, that's a little bit better. So during the rest of the year, where it's not kasher l'shmo, if I take and I say during the rest of the year, right? I'm shechnes l'shem Pesach, so that's no good. So kasher hu l'shem acherim, but if I take and I shecht it for anything else, it would be okay. Bizmano shu kasher l'shmo. What about during zman, meaning on Pesach itself, where I can shecht it for karban Pesach, and again, that's what I'm supposed to do. Eino din sheyuchsher l'shem acherim. So what if I shecht it for something else? So shouldn't it be kasher as well? Now. Part of what Rabbi Eliezer is trying to do over here is he's trying to establish that, look, sometimes you take an argument and you bring it to its logical conclusion and you end up with a ridiculous conclusion. And over here, what are you talking about? We're talking about taking an animal on Pesach, shechting it, l'shem Pesach, and it's not a karban Pesach. And that's not acceptable. So eino din sheyuchsher l'shem acherim, or the other way around. I'm sorry, taking a karban Pesach and shechting it l'shem another animal. That right on Pesach. Okay, v'yuchsher Pesach ba'abasa shelo l'shmo. And what comes out over here is that karban Pesach on the 14th day shelo l'shmo would be okay. That's the conclusion that we would arrive at. Using a kavachomer, the kach ata omer mali huchshur achem b'shar yemos hashana l'shmo shekenu kasher l'shem acherim v'yuchshur achem b'zman l'shem l'shmo shekenu pasul l'shem acherim, and using that now you Rabbi Eliezer, sorry, right? Sorry, you, Rabbi Yehoshua, will also arrive at this totally illogical conclusion. Okay. Amar lo Rabbi Yehoshua, and so Rabbi Yehoshua says in his defense, Im Kain horeis koch Pesach v'nasat koch b'shlamim. Look, what comes out now is that you have diminished the strength of Pesach, and you have strengthened that of a shlamim, meaning that you put shlamim in the driver's seat and Pesach in the back seat by inverting and by saying that the carbon Pesach is less of an issue than that of a carbon shlamim. Okay, so again, it's just difficult logical arguments from one to the other. Chazar Rabbi Eliezer v'danu din acher. So now let's try this again, just not to lose sight of what they're arguing about. What they're arguing about is the issue of reciprocation. They're arguing about taking an animal, another animal, shechting it l'shem Pesach, right? Bizmano, right? On the right time. And the arguments over here is such an animal going to be disqualified? So again, the shitas are, Rabbi Lazar says, yeah, it's going to be disqualified. And Rabbi Yehoshua says, no, it's not going to be disqualified. And again, we're in the world of reciprocal, meaning not Pesach l'shem something else, but something else l'shem Pesach. So Rabbi Lazar is danu din acher. So Rabbi Lazar says, let's try it this way. Matzino moser Pesach b'shlamim. Ve'in moser shlamim b'pesach. So here's what we find. We find that moser Pesach can come as shlamim, meaning you have a residual carbon Pesach, right? Like we discussed the other day. Carbon Pesach either I didn't need, or carbon Pesach which I find I won't need this Pesach, whatever the case is, and I shecht it any other day other than the 14th day of Nisan, it converts into a shlamim. So a Pesach converts into a shlamim, the ain moser shlamim ba Pesach. But it doesn't work the other way around. Uma Pesach shem moser ba shlamim. Shachtu bezmano l'shum shlamim. Puzzle. And meanwhile, just like by the Pesach, where it can convert into a shlamim, shachto bizmano l'shum shlamim puzzle. Meanwhile, if I take that very same carbon Pesach, which we know is convertible, it can turn into a shlamim, and I take that and I shecht it l'shem shlamim on Pesach, it's no good. Shlamim she'ein mosrin ba Pesach. What if I go the other way? What if I start with a shlamim which we know is not convertible? You can't take a shlamim and turn it into a Pesach. There's no such concept of a shlamim, moser shlamim, turning into a Pesach. So im shachlam l'shem Pesach bezmano, eino din shiye psulim. So now if I take it and I shecht it l'shem Pesach bezmano on the 14th day of Nisan, of course it's going to be pasul. If a Pesach which is convertible to a shlamim is no good, shlamim which is not convertible to a Pesach is for sure no good. Okay. All right, great. If you're following, great. If you're not, it's totally understandable. This is just tough. These are tough lines of Gemara. Okay? Amar lo Rav Yehoshua. So Rav Yehoshua says in his defense, Matzino moser chatas ba'ola, v'ein moser ola ba'chatas. So Rabbi Yehoshua says, what do you mean? We have an idea, a concept of moser chatas, right? Leftover chatas. We talked about this already a number of times. A guy set aside two carbon chatas because he's that kind of personality, and he turns out that he only used one and he didn't need the other. So what's called moser chatas. So, and meanwhile, moser chatas ba'ola can come as an ola. Ve'in moser ola ba'chatas. And it doesn't work in the reciprocal.
It's value, not itself.
Right, in other words, you let it develop a blemish. Right. Correct. But just the idea, though, that the value of a chatz can turn to ola, but the other way around doesn't work. Now, so Rabbi Yehoshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, good. Now let me use your argument, and let's see how this is going to work. Uma chatz shemoser ba ola, shach l'shem ola psula. Right, so now, same thing. Chatz, where it is convertible to a certain degree. But let's just deal with the concept. It is convertible to an ola. But meanwhile, shach l'shem ola psula. But if I take a chatas and have an ola in mind when I shecht it, I disqualified it. Ola shein moser b'chatas. Ola which is not convertible. Shach l'shem chatas. Eino din shetehe psula. And so if I take an ola and sheft l'shem chatas, aren't you going to agree with me that that's pasul? Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer lo. And Rabbi Eliezer says, im amart b'chatas she'ken k'shera l'shma kol hashana kula. No. What are you trying to do over here? You're trying to compare chatas to Pesach, meaning you're taking my Pesach argument and you're just now taking it and using the same argument and transferring it to chatas. You can't compare chatas to Pesach. Because what's the difference? Chatas is year-round. There's no time in the year where chatas is no good. Right? Chatas is year-round. Tomer b'Pesach k'sheinu kasher l'shmo ela b'zmano. Meanwhile, the whole concept of Pesach and Lishmo is only one day out of the 365 days, 354 days in the year. So the whole idea of constructing my Pesach argument and using it for Chatas, it's not good because Pesach is only, the idea of Lishmo, but Pesach is only one day. Hova Pasul Lishmo, Dinu Shiyifsul Achem Lishmo. So since it's Pasul, since it would be Pasul Lishmo, meaning during the rest of the year, so then I can have a reciprocal of sheivsul achirim l'shmo. That other animals like shach l'shem kam Pesach is for sure going to be no good as well. Meaning, no.
So 52
days you can't bring a chatas. And you can't bring it, and you can't bring on Yom Tov either. But, right, and probably not Chol HaMoed. But still, just the idea though, that there's no chatas that comes, in other words, the come Pesach, this animal is only fit to be brought one day of the year. The other days of the year, the animal's walking around, it can turn to a shlamim any other day of the year. But chatas, it doesn't work like that. It's uniform throughout the whole year. Okay. Now, again, I told you it was unbelievably tricky. First of all, the arguments between Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Eliezer, it's just difficult to follow along. Each position, each argument, these are like, in the world of Kal Vachomer, this is as classic as you get, right? Trying to establish a fact over here, using this fact to prove another fact, right, which is more Kal, more Chomer. So this is classic Kal Vachomer. But in the context of the Gemara, it's even trickier, because again, the whole issue over here is, to what degree does Rabbi Eliezer agree with Yossi Ben Choni in this idea of reciprocation? Here's what we know. Certainly he agrees by Karban Pesach, because throughout the entire discussion, throughout the entire Braisa, from the beginning to the end, he says, if I take another animal, Shech L'Shem Karban Pesach, it's no good. Rabbi Eliezer kept repeating that mantra again and again. So you see then, the world of Karban Pesach, he agrees with Yossi Ben Choni that there's this idea of reciprocal. Karban Pesach, Shech L'Shem L'Shem is possible. Another Karban Shech L'Shem Karban Pesach is also going to be possible. Again, bizmano has to be in a time when it's fit to be brought. The Karban Pesach is fit to be brought. So even in this idea of reciprocation, it only applies to Karban to the day of Yudal Nisan.
So Yossi Ben Choni doesn't hold by the idea that you can actually offer Pesach for Shlom for another occasion.
Well, no, Moser, yes. Everyone agrees to the idea of Moser. We're only talking about on the day of Pesach itself. Then, are they, Rabbi Eliezer, so good. So now we see Rabbi Eliezer agrees to this idea of reciprocation by Pesach. Pesach shelo l'shmo is pasul. Other animals will shame Pesach, it's also going to be pasul. And then the debate that takes place between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbah is a question of chatas as well. Is this idea of reciprocation also true by chatas as well? And we just went through the entire Braisa. And what the Gemara does not do here, so fascinating, is it doesn't telegraph. It doesn't tell us now, okay, now this Braisa is a support for Rabbah, this Braisa is a support for Rabbi Yochanan, and you have to figure it out. You got to sit there and figure out where in this Braisa it supports which position, because the Gemara is ready to move on.
Yeah, everyone agrees that if you take a different carbon and you checked it l'shem Pesach, shelo bizmano, on any other day of the year, that's definitely not going to
work. Correct. Okay. And the Rashi, the magic Rashi, is on the previous page. Meaning, just let's just do this quickly. But if you look at Rashi, five lines from the bottom of from the bottom on Yud Aleph and Aleph. So Rashi says, so you really can go both ways. Meaning, once you have the Braisa and once you know the machlokus between Rabban and Rabbi Yochanan, you can go back to the Braisa, go over the Braisa again. We just don't have the time. I really would like to, but. And you can make diukim. Bitmia. Umehachadach daik Rabbi Yochanan. See where I am in Rashi, five lines from the bottom. Rashi, I'm starting from the from the beginning of the line. Right? Bitmia. Umehachadach Rabbi Yochanan. Lamilsa ba'amar dechi hechad apostle Rabbi Lazar ba'acher l'shem Pesach. Pasal ba'acher l'shem chatas. Dahatamo de Rabbi Lazar mishum dehu pasal l'shem acherim. Meaning that Rabba will stop right here on this part of the. Rabbi Yochanan will stop at this line of the Braisa and say, look, it's all a question of reciprocal. Meaning that the argument that Rabbi Eliezer uses is, well, since if I take a Karban Pesach and Shecht L'Shalom L'Shma, it's going to be Pasul. So if I take another animal and Shecht L'Shem Pesach, it's also going to be Pasul. So once I know this idea of reciprocation, so Mestama, it's arguable that the same thing would be true by Chatas as well. V'achanami b'chatas Isa, and that would be true by Chatas. That's where Rabbi Yochanan would stand in this Braisa. Rabba, next part of Rashi, Daik Mesefer, Shechazer Rabbi Elazar Midin Zeved Dana Bidin Acher, Umod Dachem L'Shem Chatas Ksherim. Rabbi would say, well, if you go to the next stage of the Braisa, and the next stage of argument, you notice in the second half of the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer was differentiating between Chatas and Pesach. Oh, you can't compare Chatas and Pesach. Pesach is only has one day of the year. Chatas is year-round. So you see that Rabbi Eliezer started differentiating. So you see that even though in the world of Pesach, there's a concept of reciprocal, not necessarily by Chatas. Okay? So that's your magic Rashi. That's the Rashi that spells out where each Amora walks away, their takeaway point from the Braisa.
According to Tosfot, actually, Rabbi doesn't disagree with Rabbi Yochanan. Actually, he's coming to elaborate on what he's saying.
That's nice. It's we've done well, I think. Shimon Achayazar Yomer Rav Ashi Masim Mishmei. Next opinion in the Mishnah. Okay, we're almost done. Almost done with the first Mishnah of the Masechta. The last opinion in the Mishnah, Shimon Achei Azariah, Shimon brother of Azariah. Right? We already saw Rashi back in the Mishnah, Shimon brother of Azariah. We never refer to our Tanayim and align them with their brother. We usually align them with their father. And here he was supported by his brother. And so therefore, and they made a partnership, a classic Yisachar Zvulun partnership. And therefore, it's Shimon Achei Azariah, Shimon brother of Azariah. But he says in the Mishnah, Shachlam Shem Gavom Mehem Ksherim, L'Shem Namuch Mehem Psulim. So he says, he has an interesting shita. If you give it an upgrade, it's fine. If you give it a downgrade, it's no good. Right? That's, okay? And then back in the Mishnah, he gave an example, Kefza, Kachin Kachin Shachlam, L'Shem Kachin Kalam Psulim. So, a classic example, I have either an Ola and a Chatas, and I give it a downgrade. Let's talk Ola, because it's better. It sharpens the whole point. If I have an Ola and I shecht l'shem shlamim, I gave it a downgrade, it's disqualified. However, kashim kalim sheshecht l'shem kashim ksherim, and if I give it an upgrade, it's going to be fine. To what degree of fine? So that's what the Gemara is about to ask. Habechor v'hamaiser sheshecht l'shem shlamim ksherim, shlamim sheshecht l'shem bechor l'shem maiser psulim. And he says, oh, and let me give you even a better example, meaning upgrade, downgrade. Let's go from Shlamim to Bechor Meiser. Bechor Meiser, lower grade Kachim Kalim. Lower grade. Right? Evidenced by the fact that the Matan Damim, the giving of the blood for the Bechor and the Meiser, it's one spritz on the Mizbeach. For your Shlamim, it's two spritzes on the two opposite corners, which hit four walls. Okay? And there's other evidence as well. But Bechor Meiser, it's lower grade. So even in Kachim Kalim, he has this idea of upgrading versus downgrading. Okay?
What is the criteria goes by for the whole system?
So I mean, look, you have your most basic kashim,
right,
and then kashim kalim.
So they're kashim, and then inside and outside.
And then even in each one, there's even further criteria that would help us divide and differentiate.
Criteria, for example, for
the example I gave in the Mishnah was blood. How many spritzes of blood need to be put onto the mizbeach?
What about kodesh kodashim?
And kodesh kodashim. Right, I would assume Ola is totally burnt. Chatzis is eaten by Kohanim, even though Chatzis is offered before the Ola, but you know, I guess something like that. Okay, Shimon Acher Zari Omer Ravashi Masim Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan Ravach Bered de Ravashi Masim Mishmei de Rabbi Yanai. My time in the Shimon Acher Zari. So Gemara says, first of all, where does he get that from? In other words, the Gemara assumes he has some sort of drasha, and the Gemara says, yes, he does. Da'amakar v'lo yichalu es kachei b'nei Yisrael sasher yarimu l'Hashem. Don't profane. Don't desecrate. Giving something a downgrade is profaning. Giving an upgrade, that's fine. Okay, b'mura mehem ein mischalim, b'namach mehem mischalim. If you go up, that's not chilul. If you go down, that's chilul. And by chilul, it means disqualified. No good. It's chulin. You've total disqualification. So the Gemara says, first of all, you've taken a pasuk and you've used it, and it's already been used. There's no vacancy on this pasuk, right? V'hai la'achiyu da'asa v'hai mevai le'lechid shmuel. Da'am shmuel minayin lo'achas ha'tefah shu b'misa. A person eats tevel. Non-tithed produce which you've gathered in and you brought into your house and it walked into the front door of the house and it's now chayv and shumas ha'maisros, and you eat it, and you're chayv misa b'day shamayim.
Does that apply to Kohanim?
It applies to anybody. What do you mean? Anyone? Yeah,
Kohanim, like, I mean, the whole point is that you're supposed to get, you know.
It would apply to anyone. So shenemar v'lo yichalu is kachay b'nei Yisrael sasher yarim l'Hashem ba'asidim l'trum hakazim medaber. It means you're going to have something which I'm going to take off trumas and maestros, and if I don't, in other words, and I eat it prematurely, so that is now achilas tevel, and you're going to get misa bidei shamayim by the hands of heaven. So in other words, the pasuk is already taken up. How can Shimon Achei Azariah use this pasuk for drasha if with the no vacancies on this pasuk?
What's the context of the pasuk?
It's Emor. It's Kohanim. So Shenemar.
So it
seems
to be more the
tevel. For sure. Shenemar v'lo yichalos kashem bnei Yisrael asher yarim l'Hashem basil. I'm sorry. What did I just do? Im kein lichtov kra asher hurmu. So my asher yarimu shma mina tarti. So the Gemara says, Torah could have written as hormu, something which was already taken off, yarimu, which is future, it's causative. So it allows them to make the double drasha from the pasuk based on what was said and based on what could have been, the way it could have been written.
I would think it's the opposite. Yarimu tells you that it's definitely
tevel. Correct. Okay. By Rabbi Zera. Now in the Shita, again, it's not a Shita that we hold, it's not halach l'maisa, but still, it's Torah, it's Chefza Shel Torah, and so the Gemara now wants to understand this position a little bit better. So we are in this position, it's a simple question of upgrade versus downgrade. If you downgraded it, you disqualified it. Fine. If you upgraded it, what's the lashon he used in the Mishnah? It's kasher. Now kasher means what? So ksherim ve'ein meratzim v'chi palig b'chad palig. So kasher means that the animal's okay, but you've still interfered, you've separated the owner from the carbon. You didn't have the right carbon in mind, even though you gave it an upgrade, so to say, but it's still shinu ishmo, it's shinu kodesh. And so therefore, the owner now has to find a new carbon. Or no, maybe kasher means totally kasher, meaning that the carbon is still 100% acceptable, 100% connected to the owner. So maybe according to the Shimon Acher Azariah, it would be even to that degree kasher. I'm Rabbi Vitem Rabbi Zrika Tashma Habachor VaMaaser Sheshachlum L'Shem Shlamim Ksherim Shlamim Sheshachlum L'Shem Bachor L'Shem Maaser Psulim. Let's go back to our Mishnah. What was the example given the Mishnah of upgrade versus downgrade? So the example that we just read through is the example of Shlamim versus Bachor Maaser. Bachor Maaser is a lower level Kachim Kalim. So the Mishnah gives that example. Now V'Isakadach Ksherim Amaratzin Bachor Bar Ritzuihu. What do you want to tell me? That the issue over here is ritsui? Whether whether it works for the owner, by a bechor, there's no such concept. Meaning, a bechor is the firstborn animal. You don't bring a bechor because you need kapara. You bring a bechor simply for no other reason other than that it's a firstborn animal.
It has to be that.
You, if you're detached from the animal, you don't have to bring a new bechor, right? So by bechor, the only question on the table is the animal kosher, is the animal not kosher? But as far as ritsu is concerned, there is no ritsu by bechor. So elok sherin ve'ein meratzin. So the Gemara says, there's a reason why he gave that example. To show us sherin ve'ein meratzin. When we say for sherin ve'ein meratzin, right? Shanamik sherin ve'ein meratzin. So the Gemara says, it's not a good argument, says the Gemara. Me de irya, hakadisa v'hakadisa. Gemara says, what kind of argument are you giving me? You, because of the example that was used at the end of the Mishnah? The Gemara says, I'll tell you why that example was used. Nothing to do with ritzui versus no ritzui. Elamai kamash malan, gavova no moch kamash malan. Look, you know what the Mishnah is just telling us? What's an upgrade and what's a downgrade? It's that simple. Keitzah kachim kalim shashaklan, shem kachim kalim v'chulan. Because look, the first example was going chatas ola down to shlamim, or going shlamim up to chatas ola. That's so obvious. That's obviously, you know, that's first class versus economy. That we understand. So mao detema kashim kashim v'kashim kalim hu deika gavova namoch. Ava kalim v'kalim lo. But I might have thought that once you enter into the world of kachim kalim, there's no differentiation.
Right.
There's no upgrade. There's no downgrade. And the Mishnah is just there to tell us that's not true. Even in the world of kachim kalim, you can differentiate. Hanami tanina. I'm sorry. Good. Period. And that's why the Mishnah chose that example, not to show us anything about ritzui, just simply to show us what's an upgrade versus what's a downgrade.
Because
I could not. I guess it could. I guess it could
have the ritzui.
Right. 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 And the Gemara says Hanami Tanina. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's the whole point of the Mishnah, is to show upgrade versus downgrade in the world of Kachim Kalim, so Shlamim Kodnimim is a Bechor. So the Gemara says, well, it's a Mishnah later on, way later on. Daf Pei Tes. But it's a Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, let's say you're in line. Shlamim and Bechor are in line to go to the Mizbeach. Shlamim goes before Bechor. Shlamim's on a higher level. Shlamim Kodnimim is a Bechor, Mim Neshein to Nimat Narba. Usmechun Asachim Tanufa Chazav Ashok. Because by a standard carbon shlamim, you got so much more going for it. Number one, the number of applications on the Mizbeach, Shtaim Shein Arba, two, which is four, which means that you hit the two opposite corners of the Mizbeach. By the shlamim, you have smicha. You put your hands on the animal, that's not true by Bechor and Meiser. By shlamim, you have libations. You have waving of the parts of the animal. None of that's true by the Bechor and the Meiser. So the Mishnah there later tells us that Shlamim is greater than Bechor Meiser. So if the whole point of our first Mishnah is to tell the difference between Shlamim and Bechor Meiser, well, all you need to do, which is not such a small task, is get to the end of the Masechta, Daf Pei Tes, and you will see over there, the Mishnah over there says it. The Gemara says, Ha'ikar Ha'hi Agrara Nasba. Well, no. Our Mishnah is the Ikar. Meaning, where in the Mishnah are we making this point? Our Mishnah. First Mishnah, Masechta. Later on, you're right. The Mishnah repeats it, Agav Grara. Just as an aside. But the main place where to place that is here in our Mishnah.
Yeah,
good.
The whole issue of Shlamim being, using the logic of Shlamim being a downgrade for Bechor,
mm-hmm.
Why are we using that? Because Shlamim, unless it's a Bechor, can never be a Bechor because it's a status issue. It's not a question of higher versus lower. Your Shlamim, by definition, unless it's a Bechor, cannot be offered as a Bechor. Bechor is a status issue.
Fine, but it just...
But it's not a question. It's not a question of upgrade, downgrade.
Obviously, the Mishnah disagrees, meaning the Mishnah is obviously telling us, teaching us that no. That when you look at what's done to the animal, what's done to the carbon, so now we can grade them.
So the Mishnah is saying that if it were not an issue of upgrade downgrade, you would be able to offer a shlamim even though it's not bechor as a bechor.
But no, but that, wait a second, that's not the point of the Mishnah.
Yeah, he's right.
Wait a second.
He's saying that the only he would have thought that the bechor and the meiser are the issue. It's not a question of higher or lower. Either it's the firstborn or it's not the firstborn. Either it's
right.
the tenth.
Right. It reads to it. Right.
Status.
I understand that, but the okay, fine. I'm saying, but the Gemara feels that no, that the whole point of our Mishnah is just to show us that there's a grading level even in the world of Kachem Kolam. That's okay. HaPesach sheshachtu shachris barba asar shelo lishmo Rabbi Yehuda machshir kilu nishchat b'shlosha asar. Okay. So the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah is perfectly logical. Perfectly logical. Interestingly enough, not the position we're going to accept, la halacha. But it's so logical. Meaning, let's start off with what we know. Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach that you take and you shech shelo lishmo is disqualified. Okay, but it has to be the right time to bring the Karban Pesach. When's the right time to bring the Karban Pesach? So the answer is only on the 14th day of Nisan and only in the afternoon. Morning is not the right time to bring the Karban Pesach. Good? Okay, that's that. Start there. That's our starting point for this discussion. By the way, great discussion coming up in the Mishnah and the Gemara. Just some classic discussions. Good. So it's got to be Barbasar Bein HaArbaim. Torah couldn't be any clearer. It's got to be in the afternoon on the 14th. Okay. So that means that once I get to the 14th day of Nisan, right? So we wake up in the morning. We go to shul. We have got to hear a siyum. Right? You got to hear a siyum. And but it's not. In other words, and it's Erev Pesach, and it's the day that I bring the Karban Pesach, but not yet. It's still the morning. So what if I take a Karban Pesach on the morning of the 14th and shecht it shelo lishmo? So did I disqualify the animal? So listen carefully, because the first position of the Mishnah is that no, you didn't disqualify it. It's eino zman, it's mechuster zman. It's not yet the time to bring it. The time to bring it is in the afternoon. So the morning of the 14th, it's a shlamim.
It's not possible that it can't be used for a
Pesach. Agreed, but it's a shlamim. So the first position of the Mishnah, the position of Rabbi Yehoshua, is that it's kosher. It's ke'ilu, he couldn't even state any clearer. It's ke'ilu nishchat b'shlosha asar. It's like yishech on the 13th. So in other words, it's shalob izmano, Karban Pesach shech to shalob izmano, it's fine. Okay.
Everyone agrees that if it's on the 13th, shalob shmo,
it's fine. It's a shlamim. It just turns into a shlamim.
Division of 2 p.m. and 6 p.m.? Like 4 hours to do all this?
Right. We've discussed this before. we've been here before. Yes, that's correct. That's correct. And right. And
billions of them.
In 4 hours. Wow.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. We discussed this. So Rabbi Yehoshua machshir kilo nishcha b'shlosha asar. Okay. And even though as straightforward as that opinion is, Rabbi Yehoshua, it's disagreeing the Mishnah, and we follow the opinion of Ben Becerra. Ben Becerra posel ki'ilu nishcha ben ha'arbaim. Now Ben Becerra says it's no good. It's like you shecht in the afternoon. Now, wow, wait till we get to the Gemara, because it's fascinating. It's so good. Because what the Gemara is going to offer is a couple pshatim in Ben Becerra. The most radical pshat, which the Gemara is going to start off with, is you know why it's pasul? Because the morning of the 14th it's acceptable to bring the Karban Pesach. Early bird special. You can. Okay, now that's radical. Now that's totally radical, and we're not going to accept that as the accepted position. But look, you got to explain Ben Becerra, and he says that if you shecht on the morning of the 14th, shelo lishmo, it's pasul. Why? Because it's mano, right?
And everyone agrees, a Karban Pesach is mano shelo lishmo.
Is pasul.
Is pasul.
Is pasul.
So this one is not halacha, this one, the other one is not halacha.
Ben Becerra is the accepted halacha. Ben Becerra, that in the morning of the 14th, shelo lishmo, it's going to be pasul. Now, why? So stay tuned, because that's where the Gemara is going to get in. But, okay, just get the facts straight, because it is a little bit tricky, and then we'll talk svara. Amar shem emanazim mekubal ani mipi shiva mishnayim zakim b'yom shoshivu es Rabbi Eliezer b'yeshiva shekol azvachem hanechalim shenizbechu shelo lishmam ksherem elo shelo alu labalim. Okay, we got together on the day that Rabbi Eliezer was appointed as the head of the Sanhedrin. Right, you know that day. Brachos Lamed Gimel. Right. That's the day. Right, the day that that Rabbi Gamliel was deposed because of his treatment of Rabbi Yoshua, and right, it was a day, and there was an agreement between 72 members of Beis Din. 72 is a funny number. We'll talk about that later on. That any zevach that is any zevach which is eaten that was shechta shalal shemam is going to be kasher el shalal lebala, meaning what we already knew, what we've established in the first mishnah, that when I shech the carbon shalal shemam and I do shinu b'kodesh with a carbon, it's good, the carbon's still good. It's in all lebala mishum chov v'chutz min ha-pesach u'min ha-chatas. And the only two exceptions are Pesach and Chatos. V'lo hosif benazei ela ha'ola v'lo hodu lo chachamim. Benazei would have liked to have added the ola to that list, but the chachamim rejected benazei and said, no, we're not adding the ola to the list. The list is still going to be, and always will be, Chatos and ola. Okay, so later on we'll get back to that whole second half of the Mishnah, 72 member Sanhedrin and Ben Azai's interest in adding Ola to the list, to the short list of Chatos and Pesach. Not for now. For now, however, we're going to be discussing this the first opinion of Ben Azai about the morning of the 14th.
Now, this case in the Mishnah, the first case was a Pesach and the morning Shalol Lishma.
Right.
Is it the same argument with Shmuel Ben Bissim? If Rabbi Yoshua,
if it's
Machshir, if you bring the carbon Pesach in the morning, do it Lishma.
Right.
So it's the same argument.
Well, according to Ben,
it was Shalol Lishma.
Correct, because we're interested in knowing whether or not it's Man, right? All right. So stay tuned. So Amar Rebbe Lazar, Amar Rebbe Yoshia, Machshir Hayah Ben Beser BePesach Sheshachtu Shachris Bar Bar Sar Lishmo DeKula Yom Azmanihu. So let's.
That's the question I just did.
I know. So we're going to start off now with the most radical approach in Ben Azai, okay, and that is the morning's good. The whole day of the 14th.
Ben Beser.
What did I say?
Ben Azai. You said Azai.
Okay. You're probably right, and the tape proves it. So the whole morning of the 14th, the whole day of the 14th, is kosher to bring the Karban Pesach. Now, that's so radical, meaning that right, we've gone through Pesachim, and we know that it's the afternoon of the 14th. We also know it because the Torah says it's the afternoon of the 14th. So the idea that's being presented right now in the Gemara is a very radical idea. But as radical as it is, you have to explain Ben Beseira. Oh, I know why I did that. Okay, because of Ben Azai in the Mishnah. Okay. Because Ben Beseira in our Mishnah says that if I shech the carbon Pesach in the morning, shalol lishmo, I've disqualified it. Wait a second. You only disqualify it if I have that shalol lishmo in mentality in a time when I could bring the carbon Pesach. I mean, it has to be Bismano. So the Gemara says, okay, so think. Oh, so it must be that the morning is Bismano. And then just take it to its logical conclusion. So that must mean then that when if I shech the Karban Pesach in the morning, it must be okay. Okay. Wow. Right? Meaning that is, it's radical, but it's a logical conclusion. So, Dechuliyam Bismanu. Well, my ki'ilu. So now, when you go back to the Mishnah, you reread the Mishnah, the language of Ben Becerra is not that exciting, because Ben Becerra says it's ki'ilu nishcha ben arbaim. It's like you shecht in the afternoon. What does it mean, like you shecht in the afternoon? If morning is good, you don't need the word ki'ilu. Morning is fine also. I did amar of Yeshua ki'ilu amar iunami ki'ilu. So the Gemara says, well, maybe the ki'ilu is just the matching language of Rabbi Yeshua.
I hachad amifli gibeshu. Still, it's still been the evidence.
Okay, wait. What? So the Gemara says, if you're right, so then why are we having this discussion of shalol lishmo? You really are touching on a much more fundamental issue, which is what's the correct time to bring the Karban Pesach? So, whole mikdash ra'ui. So the Gemara says, well, you're right. It is a more fundamental issue, but we wouldn't have been clear about Rabbi Yehoshua. I might have thought that according to Rabbi Yehoshua, it bidyevet, it would have been okay. In other words, since half the day is okay, so maybe the morning's kind of okay as well. So kamash malan. So just to make sure that we're clear about Shita's Rabbi Yehoshua, that's why the Mishnah turns it into a shelo lishmo discussion, even though you're correct. The lishmo discussion is really a much more fundamental issue. When's the correct time to shecht? Okay. And let's just touch it. Let's just touch the question and start the question off. And tomorrow we'll obviously get into it more. Vaksi bein arbaim. Okay. So here, the Gemara now is just going to ask a very simple and fundamental question. How can you possibly maintain that the morning of the 14th is okay to bring the Karban Pesach when the Torah couldn't be any clearer about his instructions of Bein Arbaim? Bein Arbaim means the afternoon. We see that time and again throughout Chumash that the afternoon is described in the Torah as Bein HaArbaim. The word is a funny term, by the way, in of itself. Bein HaArbaim means between the afternoons.
It's like reading at dusk, right?
So
between,
right? It is a strange, way to express afternoon. Erev would probably be somewhat of a better way to describe it, but still. So hachinami dekula yama kasher. So the Gemara says. Amar Ula, I skipped. Okay, so let's. Okay, I know we're behind. So let's stop over here. Right, I know it's not zvachim yedbeis, it's zvachim yedal, but. Okay, tomorrow's daf is a little bit shorter. We will have an opportunity tomorrow to make up some ground. Stop over here.